Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 37. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the fourth chapter. And Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Nazareth, as we heard on Wednesday, Jesus came in power, in the power of the Spirit, into the synagogue. He read the scriptures, fulfilling them in their hearing. And he was not received then in his hometown. But in the synagogue of Capernaum today, in Galilee, in the midst of the Gentiles, he was received. "What is this word," they said, "that possesses such authority?" Indeed, it is the eternal word that they are hearing, the Word of God now incarnate. It is the Holy One of God who comes in humble appearance, in weak flesh, but fully powerful, vested with the authority given him by the Father. The ministry of Jesus began with that very declaration from the Father in his baptism. It was seen then, and the report began to spread because of his miracles, including the casting out of unclean spirits and demons who, like moths to the flame, almost seem attracted to Jesus in the Gospels. But perhaps it would be best if we recalled the start of the chapter in Luke's Gospel, the part of the beginning of Jesus' ministry that no one saw, but where the authority of that Spirit and Word were seen so clearly. When three times, always by an appeal to the powerful and living scriptures of God, Christ turned away Satan in the desert. We sung that powerful and that inspiring word today in Psalm 91, the confident assertion of how Satan and his unclean spirits are beat down under our feet, yes, even under our feet, if through Christ's deliverance we hold fast to his Father's word just like he did. We will both hear the psalm and the tale of Christ's victory again when we set out in a few weeks to do battle in Lent. But the point is this: it does not appear very powerful to be found as Jesus was in the desert, fasting, weak, and even appealing to another authority than himself, that of the scriptures, against the devil who offers everything, the devil who proffers kingdoms and success and glory, and then mocks us when those are taken away from our sight. And nevertheless, though, dear Christians, don't miss this. See how the visibly powerful ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ begins. How he declares that the scriptures have marked his course. They are the things that have set him in motion. And that is why the Spirit of the Lord has come upon him. And the word of the Lord that comes from his mouth is to be recognized as the true power and authority of God still at work among us. It is hard to do, because now when we hear this account of how the people marveled at Jesus' authority, we are vexed, because there seems to be no such authority or power coming out of the church and his word now. demons don't really seem to be drawn to our churches, not at least as dramatically as the Gospels kind of lead us to believe. Has our teaching then reverted to powerlessness, lacking authority, as it was with the rabbis and the Jewish leaders? It's a question that vexes every pastor even more, who has to stand again and again at the graveside and think that he is a powerless authority. I'd like you to consider our hymn, which prays to the very same Spirit that rested upon Jesus given in his baptism, who gives his word and gives it impressive power. Casting out demons like Jesus did in today's gospel, that's impressive, or we think it is. That we don't expect to see it now. But I want you to tell me, how possible does it seem to you to bring about joy? How possible does it seem to be and to feel truly alive and awake, and not awakened to anger and to complaint, but to love? How possible does true Christian unity seem? And how possible that we and our people remain faithful all the way, even unto death? The devil does not control us or our neighbors in the way that we've seen him do in the movies, casting one into the fire, giving another strength that no other person has, leading them into the wild to live as wild people among the tombs. But then again, once you start to name off all the things that are in the Gospels, in his subtlety, hasn't he brought us to all of these things and more through his mundane lies? There is a pall of powerlessness and hopelessness that is shrouding our world right now. And we are feeling it acutely. Maybe you cannot accept that these are the doings of an unclean spirit, but at least you should believe that the demons are very happy to see that it is the case among us. But now, dear friends, see what vexes the demons. It's Christ, the Holy One of God, speaking his word. He frightens them so that they begin to jabber. Yeah, ha! Before then, he silences them, and he restores the humanity of that man without doing him any harm at all. And how weak our faith must be. Not because we fail to produce great miracles, dramatic signs like Jesus did, but because we do not believe that his word holds that very same authority which it had from the foundation of the world now. You can be confident that all of our efforts and friendships and all of our money is not going to bring about the unity of the churches. The unity of the Spirit that comes from the Word of God has been able to bring that about in the past and will continue to do that. Will you promise your children that somehow things will get better in the future? Or will you revel with them in the certainty of the hope that we have in Christ, of the resurrection, that all things will be made right by Him who makes all things new? And I ask you, friends, has Christ our Lord fallen off his throne in these latter days? Does he no longer rule heaven and earth? Have you really given up on his word? Then take heart and be of good courage, dear friends in Christ Jesus. I want most of all that you would know Jesus Christ. And look at this. The demons know him, and they shudder at his name. James stirs us to shame with that thought and warns us not to have a shallow faith. But I want you to take it in a different way, to see how at the name of Jesus, at the knowledge of who Jesus is, they shudder, and what confidence that ought to give you. If you know him, That will not be a powerless knowledge, my friends. It will be a comforting one. It will be a hopeful one. And it will lead you into joy. Once for each of us, he cast out the unclean spirit in baptism. And he gave us instead his Holy Spirit. So take up again his word, his name, that spirit which is yours, O saints of God. The one who washes away your uncleannesses. The one who drives away all demonic despair. Because these are the miracles that our times need most of all. These are the very same miracles that the gospel of Jesus Christ is powerful to perform. O mighty rock, O source of life, let your dear word in doubt and strife in us be strongly burning, that we be faithful unto death and live in love and holy faith, from you true wisdom learning, your grace and peace on us shower. By your power, Christ confessing, let us see our Savior's blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.